السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وعودتنا وصالح أعمالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر وبلغنا أجر ليلة القدر وبلغنا بركات ليلة القدر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه من سار على نهجه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. All praise and all gratitude belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send our peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family and his companions and all those who follow their way until the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah, we have started the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And as the race comes to an end, and as we get closer to taking our salaries of what we've earned, when you get closer to the point where you're taking the bonus, you work harder and harder to get that bonus. So that bonus is the last 10 nights. You'll find this even in the dua we say when we break our fast. ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. So the hadith mentions that the reward has been established. But the first thing it says is that the thirst and the hunger goes away. So once you've done the work, that is when you get paid. And now we've entered into the last 10 nights. And the reward is getting higher and higher in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within these last 10 nights, my brothers and sisters, there is a night that is better than 1,000 months of worship, Laylatul Qadr. And we'll find from the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he worked extra hard in these last 10 nights so that he can be, number one, an example for his ummah, and number two, to catch Laylatul Qadr. Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the last 10 nights would enter, shadda mi'zarahu, that he would tie his izar. And this is a type of metaphorical statement, which means that he would engage in ibadah. And as well, he would stay away from his wives. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَ, and he would wake up his family so that they can also do ibadah. وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَ, and he would spend most of the night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the action, this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform i'tikaf every Ramadan until he passed away. The last 10 nights, he stayed in the masjid. And after he passed away, his wives continued on that sunnah. And in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, they would actually put tents for the wives of the Prophet ﷺ that they would do i'tikaf in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this i'tikaf is a spiritual retreat. You'll notice that Ramadan, it has a similarity between the actions of Muslims and the previous nations as well. So the previous nations, what they would do, they would fast, build monasteries, right, where they would spend their entire lives in, engaged in worship of God. Islam has that as well, but Islam is a balanced religion. Yes, you have this idea of retreating and spending time in the masjid, but it's only for 10 days. That's it. It's not the entire year. You stay away from eating and drinking and intimate relations, but it's only during the day. At nighttime, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةِ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. It is made permissible for you to engage with your spouses in intimacy. So Islam is a balanced religion. But when the Prophet ﷺ would engage in i'tikaf, then from his sunnah is that he would not engage with his wives in intimacy. And he would focus on ibadah. He would spend all his time reading Quran, making dua, praying salah, giving sadaqah, all of these actions he was doing during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And when we do this, when you follow this sunnah, when you follow the way of the Prophet ﷺ, we as well are engaging in the spiritual retreat, where we leave off all the umur ad-dunya, all of the matters of the dunya, and we focus on ibadah only. We focus on making that connection with Allah stronger. My brothers and sisters, one day Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, if I find Laylatul Qadr, if I find Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قولي, say, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. اللهم, say it after me, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. And if we can only have this dua, we're successful. If only this dua we ask, this dua that is a comprehensive dua, if this dua is only accepted, my brothers and sisters, we are successful. If only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us, the only thing we need is forgiveness. And what type of forgiveness? A forgiveness where our sins are wiped out completely. That when we come on the day of judgment, those sins don't exist. You see, there's two types of sins, or two types of forgiveness. A forgiveness where on the day of judgment you will come, Allah will call you and will tell you, oh slave, you've done this sin, you've done that sin, you've done this, you've done that, and I have forgiven you. So some people, na'udhu billah, will be exposed in front of everyone. In front of all of creation, their sins will be exposed. There are other believers who will come and they'll be brought to the side. And their sins will be mentioned, but Allah will tell him that your sins have been forgiven. And then there are other people who will come where those sins they've done in this dunya will not even be recorded. It would have been wiped out. So when you ask this dua, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني, this is what you're asking Allah. That, oh Allah, wipe out my sins completely, as if they don't exist. And when you come with this attitude to the masjid, and every single night you're asking this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's also a potential, as mentioned in the Quran, أولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات, that those sins will be changed into good deeds. Think about that. That your sins that you have committed, the sins I have committed, are changed into the good deeds. So when you come on the day of judgment, you will see mountains of good deeds. And you will think, where did this all come from? It was the sins we have committed in this dunya that have been changed into good deeds. So it is very important that we come to the masjid with a clear mind and clear understanding. And this is the purpose of i'tikaf, for those who are doing i'tikaf as well, to clear our minds. And for those who are not doing i'tikaf, it is enough for you that when you walk in the masjid, what do? You make the niyyah of i'tikaf. Make the niyyah of i'tikaf, and inshallah, while you're in the masjid, this, you're being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being in the masjid in the state of i'tikaf as well. And when you do this, you will be following somewhat of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last point. What should it be our prayer schedule for the last 10 nights? So the three levels. The first level is where a person comes for the tarawih or the tahajjud and they pray most of the night. Okay? And they engage, of course, in ibadah. But not all of us can do this. We have work, jobs, businesses to run. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. So what's the second level? The second level is where a person comes for Salatul Isha in Jama'ah and comes for Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. Okay, and this is something that we have to understand, that we as a community, as Muslims, we sometimes focus on something that has less importance than something that has more importance. Okay, what has more importance? Salatul Jama'ah of Salatul Isha and Fajr. This is the most important. It's not tahajjud. Tahajjud is a nafil. What is the most important is the fara'id. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my slave comes closer to me through what I have obligated upon him. And of course, the greatest deed is salah. But if we come for tahajjud, we don't come for the fard, then we're missing the point. So we come for Salatul Isha in Jama'ah and Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. This is the second level. And the third level is a person comes for Salatul Isha and makes the intention that they will come for the Fajr Salah as well. And inshallah, this would be the prayer schedule. The deeds you should do during the night include recitation of the Quran. If you have not completed the Quran, then it's recommended to complete the Quran. If you are unable to recite at a speed, then you try your best to read what you're able to. And inshallah, you're being rewarded for that effort as well. Also, it's recommended that you give sadaqah during this time. Alhamdulillah, the ways of sadaqah are many. We have people's, you know, the masjid has a person sitting outside who can take your sadaqah as well. You can go online as well, make sadaqah. So while here in the masjid during the night, give some money for sadaqah as well. And last but not least, is that you engage in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this a practice, that you make a tawbah, a specific tawbah, every single night to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, please forgive me my sins, and oh Allah, change my life after Ramadan as well. Make this intention every single night when you come, inshallah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to be on that path, bi'inlahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are blessed in these last 10 nights, and let us witness Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbil Izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-Muslimin. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.